Sugatsia for my friends at Casper. Years of research, hundreds of tests, thousands of iterations. The result? The latest and dreamiest in sleep innovation, including the new mattresses from Casper. Casper has done it again with all new mattresses. Waking up with back pain? Introducing Zone Support, Casper's unique ergonomic system designed to keep your spine aligned when you sleep. There's something brand new called Airscape, engineered foam layers with perforations that help regulate your sleep temperature. From bedding, bed frames, and even a dog bed, Casper has everything to build the dream bedroom for every kind of sleeper. I've been sleeping on a Casper mattress for years. I swear by it. Most comfortable mattress I've ever slept on. Anytime they have new innovations, I am in on that. And as always, free shipping and free returns. And now Casper is offering free contactless delivery. And as always, free returns. Go to Casper.com. Use code Lebatard for $100 off your mattress order. That's code Lebatard for $100 off your mattress order. Terms and conditions apply. See Casper.com/terms. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Here's your SportsCenter update. Tom Glavine says that Major League Baseball players will wind up taking the blame if there is no season due to the coronavirus pandemic. He's right. Not fair, but he's right. The Big 12 Conference doesn't have a date yet for its sports to resume. Buck Commissioner Bob Bowlsby, am I saying that right? Bowlsby? I'm not a dude. Said Tuesday the league needs to be, quote, up and running by mid-July if the college football season is going to start on time. And finally, on the heels of her breakup with Jay Cutler, Kristen Cavallari announces the end of Very Cavallari. SportsCenter is brought to you by Blue Emu, from one of America's most trusted brands, Blue Emu. Comes a new maximum strength arthritis pain relief cream. Blue Emu maximum arthritis pain relief cream is non-greasy. It's deep penetrating and it's odor free. Don't let joint pain strike you out. Reach for Blue Emu maximum arthritis cream. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day.
All right, Stugatz, help me out with this. I'm trying to figure out. Billy recoiled at the idea of all of these things from these major league teams being mailed to him, but he was wondering in the last segment where all these promotional items go, and I think it would be funny every day for something new to show up at Billy's door here. We were talking yesterday about Hold on a minute. Hold on. So we were talking about the Athletic, how the Athletic had given a handful of staffers $50 and asked them to find some cool memorabilia. Chris, what did you find in terms of funny memorabilia? Because we were talking yesterday about how to search and navigate eBay and if we should have a contest where all of us are trying to find for $50 or fewer some funny memorabilia. Mike Ryan found for less than $50. He found Carmen Electra's Baywatch swimsuit. I think that was
at the time, Dan, the ship sailed and I got outbid. It's tough out in these streets. Jacoby Brissett is available though.
So Chris, what did your hunt end up producing?
Well, eBay is interesting because there's different, like there's some things that are listed for more than $50, but it says or best offer. So I found an Evander Holyfield signed dinner napkin. It says $100, but it says best offer. So I think we could slide in there and get it for $50. Some other options for the $50 or less that I found. We could have a Sean Marion game worn wristband for $50 on the dot. We could get not only a Darren Williams, but also a Joe Johnson Brooklyn Nets game used black warm up shirt for $40. We could get both of those.
Wow. The Matrix and Ski Mask Joe.
In March of 2018, the Bulls, who were 24-46 at the time, lost to the Knicks, who were 26-45 at the time. Folks, we could have the net from that game for $35.
Wow.
I'm not sure that any of those are funny, though, or as funny as we need to win this particular contest. They are funny. I'm not going to dispute that some of that stuff is funny, but just to win the contest, feel free to send us your suggestions, anything you find that you think is amusing. But how do we get sent to Billy's house? Billy recoiled. He does not like this idea. You think it's a bad idea, Mike? Let me preface this by saying the shipping container does not actively solicit anything from minor league teams, but they don't discourage it either, and so minor league teams end up sending them a lot of stuff. Billy, go ahead and explain to me. I would figure that you would love the delight, the daily surprise and delight.
My guess is Billy is taking a bit of an objection to you saying sent to his house, because there is a huge part of information that needs to be publicly revealed for that to happen, Dan.
There's a couple things here. I think it would be great if every day I went to the door and there was a giveaway of, like, the Baltimore Orioles or something, just show up and we would review the giveaway of the day. I object to the fact that I live in a one-bedroom, one-bathroom apartment, and I have a wife that may not find it as funny as I do when I just have random bobbleheads and thunder sticks and whatever Angels cowbell gets sent to me of the day, just taking up all of this room, and I don't even have, like, an outlet to give it away to, like, Goodwill or something after the fact.
All right, so major league teams, you are welcome in Billy's DMs, or contact the show, however it is that you would contact the show, so he doesn't have to reveal his address publicly. But we have to now instigate some friction in the Billy Gill marriage by getting some things sent to his house here. Billy, come on. The delight of every single day. We're all bored. Everybody's a little bit bored. The delight of being able to go to your door every day and just sort of be like, hey, look at this. There's an Arizona Diamondbacks fake mustache in here.
I don't have extra apartment buildings in my apartments in my building, Dan, that I can go to where my wife gets mad at the show.
It's funny because it's the first 20,000 people. Dan, he's right. Abby was upstairs listening to that segment, and we went to break, and she said, don't have Dan send them here, and we have more room than Billy does. This is a terrible thing to do to Billy. Terrible.
When I actually have some experience here, when I was interning for the Florida Panthers, I was shocked at the amount of fan packs the Panthers would send out. I'm giving away, like, these pucks and these stuffed teddy bears, and I'm trying to figure out, why am I doing this? And it's just because a fan reached out and asked for it. I was like, really? That's quite the hustle. So knowing what I knew, I started emailing every team. Hey, I'm a huge Indianapolis Colts fan. Oh my gosh, I live and die for the Carolina Panthers. And man, I made a terrible mistake because I started getting all these useless things. I mean, what am I going to do with a Jeff Saturday Trapper Keeper? I beg of you. I couldn't really. It sounds awesome in a vacuum. One isolated Jeff Saturday Trapper Keeper. Amazing. That's a great haul. But what am I going to do with, like, the Carolina Panthers car dice? What am I going to do with the Vancouver Canucks notepad paper? It becomes a lot.
What can you guys do to help me instead of helping Billy on this? I am not concerned with Billy or his marriage. I simply want him to get a delightful item from a warehouse somewhere from a team. So someone help me do this. I am tired of all of you saying no. Somebody help me with how it is we get this to Billy. Billy, without betraying any privacies. I'm fine betraying the relationship between you and me. I'm fine betraying the relationship between you and your wife. I don't want to give your address out for the crazies. Help me do this, please, in a way that can be funny.
For not being concerned about my relationship with my wife. The problem is that if this was, like, open to just 30 major league teams, that'd be one thing. But as we've learned, minor league teams are more than eager to send us a ton of stuff. So as soon as this gets out, every team of any minor league hockey, lacrosse, anything is just going to start sending things, and this will never end.
Okay, I want it to never end. I want it to be a single item, though. I didn't ask minor leagues to pepper you. You made a very specific point that no one else during the pandemic was making. You expressed a grave concern for all of these items in a warehouse somewhere.
He's right, Billy.
I mean, you're the one who brought this question. So now we can have sort of a pathetic GoFundMe of Major League Baseball teams sending you the most inane items, and every day we can have a little reveal. What did Billy get today from some random major league team? Can you create an email address for me that isn't your email address just for major league teams so that I could give them a way to contact you?
That's the way to do it.
Let's figure out.
We can get a P.O. box in Billy's name.
Quit saying no. Somebody say yes to an idea that I have.
I'm going to get you a P.O. box.
Wait, just to be clear, though, you want each team to send whatever their giveaway that night is going to be, but just one. Like, just one to Billy, right?
I don't care what every team sends. I just want one thing sent from each team that's out there. And the more random it is, the better. Yes, Billy, are you willing to play along with our little game here?
Let me see if this Sports Bang email is still available.
It's not.
Vance Auto Parts people at the Sports Bang.
That 40 was, people really laughed hard right now.
It's a very inside joke. When Billy was the producer of a local television show that Stu Gatz did on Saturdays here, it was magical, and Billy never got paid for it. Vance Auto Parts, if you need anything for your car, you worked for free, right? That did hurts. You work for below minimum that wage? Hurts. Like, did you think, Billy... Did you think at any point of forming a union against Stu Gatz?
At the end, he told me he was going to give me college credits for it, and I said, Stu Gatz, I already graduated.
And he thinks the emails are still active.
Hello, this is your apartment. I need some favors from you. Your cat keeps rubbing against the kitchen island, and I can't return the favor. Can you give her extra pets for me? After that, could you bundle your renters and car insurance with GEICO? We could save money, and it's easy to do online. And one last thing. Could you leave the TV on during the day? I need to catch up on my soaps.
GEICO. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
Foot odor throwing you off your game? Stick to a winning game plan with Odor Eaters, featuring three advanced odor and wetness fighters. The lineup provides long-lasting odor control plus more to keep your feet on their game.
Odor Eaters powder provides outstanding moisture control. Clear drying spray is the MVP in preventing athlete's foot, while insoles work continuously to manage wetness while adding a layer of comfort. Pick up today at Walmart, Target, CVS, Dollar General, or other fine retailers.
Odor Eaters. Destroy foot odor with the best in odor defense.
If you missed any of the show, you can listen to all 3 hours of the Dan Le Batard Show, plus our Miami Only Hour and our Best of Podcast on demand in the ESPN app, and subscribe to the Le Batard and Friends Podcast Network featuring South Beach Sessions, Stupidity, and Mystery Crate. Please rate and subscribe. New episodes are posted every week wherever you get your podcasts.
You had Mike Breen on Stupidity. That came out recently. Do you have anyone else coming out on Stupidity this week, Stu Gatz?
Yeah, you know what? I had an interesting and fun conversation, Dan, and this is going to make you feel old, but John Collins, who plays for the Atlanta Hawks, who was the 19th pick, who was having a great game. I don't know why I'm giving so many details. He was on Billy's fantasy team, a 6th-round pick, an absolute steal. Probably if you redrafted 2017, you would draft him number 4 in that draft. But this is where you're going to feel old. He grew up listening to me and you. He loves our show. He knew everyone's name on the show. He asked me how Mike was. He asked me how Guillermo was. He asked me how his man Roy was doing. He knew everyone's name. He didn't know Tony's name. Tony, you're new. Chris, he didn't ask about you. He asked how Greg Cody was doing, though. But I said that makes me feel really old, and his response was, well, you and Dan are old. So.
Yeah, if he has any memorabilia, the way to contact Billy Gill is unusedgiveaways@gmail.com. It has been secured. Unusedgiveaways@gmail.com has been secured. Please email Billy Gill if you work for a major league team and you have a giveaway. Just one. We don't want him inundated. Please, dear God, do not send boxes and boxes of stuff. Just send one thing. But unusedgiveaways@gmail.com has been secured.
And if you're a professional sports team and you didn't quite catch that, don't worry. Go to Twitter @LeBatardShow. We have tweeted out that email address, and you could reach out to Billy directly using using this email address. Oh, and it's up to him to really clarify whether he wants thousands or one. Billy, that's on your plate.
No, just one is fine. Just one thing. We want to see how much disruption we bring to Billy's home and his marriage.
I mean, what a can of worms you've opened up here, Levitore. Billy's going to spend his entire day doing this today.
Unusedgiveaways@gmail.com. I was just having a conversation with Billy off air because I was wondering, the Undertaker is making the rounds. His story is an interesting one. Documentary, is it on Vice? Where is that documentary on the Undertaker where you see him break character and he is somebody who doesn't usually break character?
It's on WWE Network. I think you're confusing it with that docuseries that Vice is having, Beyond the Ring. But yeah, The Last Red is on WWE Network, self-produced docuseries.
So the reason I was asking about him, Stugatz, is because, you know, our show over the years, because we're old, we have loved wrestling. We've talked to Bob Backlund and the Iron Sheik, and we talked to Jimmy Superfly Snuka. Like, we talked to so many wrestlers. They were always a gold mine of, hell, Mike Ryan is still friends with Ric Flair. And I asked Billy because I saw that The Undertaker, was going on with Bill Simmons and was going on, pardon my take. And I'm like, hey, did we get offered The Undertaker? Has he been around? And we evidently were offered The Undertaker a couple of weeks ago. And I would have really enjoyed, talking to him. But what is the problem with our relationship with the wrestling federations that it is very difficult to get somebody like The Undertaker? I don't understand. He was offered 2 weeks ago and then it fell apart.
Well, you say wrestling federations, plural, as if we have a problem with AEW. This is a very pro AEW show. Tony Khan's been on here. Cody Rhodes has been on here. WWE, because of, I guess, a really good interview that you had with Kurt Angle, I believe, on Highly Questionable. And let's face it, you've had some really good interviews with wrestlers, but a lot of them have gone sideways because you don't really respect the business as much as you should, Dan. That's a conversation for another day. But WWE since then decided, all right, this is dangerous for our guys. It doesn't go well for them. Just no Levitard. We've known this and operated under this and in hopes that maybe one day we can sneak one through that's promoting something else and maybe prove to the WWE that, hey, it's a safe space. Not everyone's going to get in trouble or do something that you don't like. But they have been steadfast in their resolve. No WWE guests on this show that are presently working with WWE. It's a huge bummer, but I kind of understand where they're coming from, Dan.
I don't know which of the incidents it is that they're having a problem with. If it was, I don't even remember who the wrestler was. Was it Bob Backlund who claimed that the Iron Sheik was smoking crack in the first class cabin of
B. Brian Blair? But he wasn't active. See, we had fun when they weren't active and on contract. Where you get into a bit of trouble is when they're on the active roster for WWE and they are representing WWE in that interview. It could get a little hairy.
We asked Hulk Hogan about the reports of exchanging gay sex, not with him, just in general in the era, for favorable match results. He didn't like that so much.
I'm sure reliving it's going to help. I mean,
how's it going to make it any worse? When's the last time we had a guest on from WWE? It's not like we're not trying to, sell the stuff that they care about. It's not like the show doesn't talk wrestling.
No, it's totally fair. And I know how much you would like to speak to The Undertaker. I might go in like rogue, perhaps, and maybe try to get him on Stupidity. And I don't think anyone would know the difference, right? Maybe that's a way to circumvent this thing. Yeah. And then, Dan, I'll have you be my guest co-host on Stupidity. How about
again,
that? You
Stugatz.
Take care of all the interview. I don't have to do anything.
once again, Stugatz farming out the work. We are going to try and talk about some difficult Matt Lauer situation next.
Hello, this is your apartment. I need some favors from you. Your cat keeps rubbing against the kitchen island and I can't return the favor. Can you give her extra pets for me? After that, could you bundle your renters and car insurance with Geico? We could save money and it's easy to do online. And one last thing. Could you leave the TV on during the day? I need to catch up on my soaps.
Geico. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Here's your SportsCenter update. Tom Glavin says that Major League Baseball players will wind up taking the blame if there is no season due to the coronavirus pandemic. The Big 12 Conference doesn't have a date yet for its sports to resume, but Commissioner Bob Bowlsby said Tuesday the league needs to be, quote, up and running by mid-July if the college football season is going to start on time. And finally, former star coach Craig T. Nelson almost played Jay Pritchett on Modern Family, but salary negotiations got in the way. The role eventually went to Ed O'Neill of Married with Children fame. SportsCenter brought to you by Blue Emu. From one of America's most trusted brands comes a new maximum strength arthritis pain relief cream. Blue Emu maximum arthritis pain relief cream is non-greasy, deep-penetrating, and it's odor-free. Don't let joint pain strike you out. Reach for Blue Emu maximum arthritis cream. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day.
So we don't just talk sports around here. We talk about race and we talk about gender. And yesterday, Mike Ryan, Stugatz, was prickly, I would say. He didn't like it so much when I had mentioned about Ben Roethlisberger, the idea that he was in some ways viewed as being rape adjacent is the phrasing that I use. The idea that Ben Roethlisberger got a quarterback punishment that you do not see in that league, even though it was not criminally prosecuted, he got a smear on him that he carries to this day because the league usually doesn't punish quarterbacks for much of anything and usually doesn't punish them for crimes that aren't proven to be crimes.
I feel misrepresented as someone who is defending him in that regard. We talked it out on air. You said that is he blocking people because he was rape adjacent, and after talking it out contextually, it made sense. It just at the time felt a little gratuitous, but I am in no way wanting to be portrayed as someone that might be defending any of that.
Okay, unfair portrayal by me. Anyways, I use it as segue to get into this Matt Lauer article. Matt Lauer himself has decided to write an article that appeared here today, and he is sort of defending himself while saying, keep in mind, if you don't know some of the backstory here, he was fired. He was sort of America's dad. He was a very likable public figure. And he was fired after many years because of what he says was a consensual but inappropriate relationship that also has some rape allegations with it and is at the center of some of Ronan Farrow's Pulitzer Prize-winning reporting.
And when those things come out, you hear more and more details about his workplace behavior and the reports of him having a button beneath his desk that would close the door behind unsuspecting women as they entered his office. Came out. It got really ugly for Matt Lauer on the Today Show.
It got really ugly in general in that, and this is not to make him the victim here, even though in this article he is laying out an argument for ways that he was a victim of journalism and sort of a new journalism that is activism journalism. And I want to get into that. But Stugatz, what did you think of this article? Because Matt Lauer had a pristine reputation. And when I read this article, I thought to myself, man, this guy understandably is sort of torturing himself over the details. How you go from beloved, lucrative guy to guy who now has on his resume something that's this kind of scandalous. I thought to myself, man, Matt Lauer has really been obsessing on the details. When I read this article of the ways that he was wronged, or he believes he was wronged by Ronan Farrow's, again, Pulitzer Prize winning reporting that this last weekend, the New York Times called into question a little bit as a new form of journalism. Like I said, activism journalism, where some of the vetting and some of the thorough reporting, the New York Times is saying right. Ronan Farrow can come under some questions for the way that he, develops sources and develops trust and the way that he decides to tell a story. For the record, David Remnick, it should be noted that Ronan Farrow had a great deal of difficulty publishing those pieces, says he has gotten corporate pushback that was uncomfortable and made it really hard to report those pieces. But David Remnick, who's got as good a reputation in journalism as just about anyone, is standing by all of Ronan Farrow's reporting, as is Ronan Farrow. But Matt Lauer is here questioning some of the reporting. It's clear clear to me, Stugatz, that what happened here is Matt Lauer has been stewing on this and wanting to say something for a long time. Lawyers probably didn't let him, and now he's taking the opportunity of the New York Times questioning some of Ronan Farrow's reporting to write this very long article. And you could check all this out on the internet because it's layered, it's complicated, and it is exhaustive.
I don't like the messenger, but in this particular case, the details mean more to the messenger than they do to anybody else. The details mean a lot to Matt Lauer because he's the one being accused of some pretty heinous stuff. And so Matt Lauer took the time. It was pretty exhaustive. Like, he really took his time and pointed out in ways that I could even understand where he felt wrong by Ronan Farrow in Farrow's article about what happened with Matt Lauer. Again, I don't like the messenger, Dan, but I'm okay with the guy defending himself when the details mean more to him than they do to anyone else. I mean, who else is going to defend Matt Lauer other than Matt Lauer?
Well, one of the things that he did, though, did you see who he was calling? Did you see the people that he was calling saying, look, Ronan Farrow's corroborations weren't strong enough, so I called some of the people who were accusing me. I called their friends and boyfriends to talk to them for hours at a time to vet the stories. And also, Mediate, I guess the place where he published this, says that it talked to Matt Lauer's four sources and said that they corroborate Matt Lauer's version of events, which again, immoral and inappropriate by his own admission, but not criminal, according to Matt Lauer and the people that he's getting to. Matt Lauer is doing some of the reporting that he says that Ronan Farrow, the Pulitzer Prize winning journalist, should have been doing.
And he's saying, listen, there are certain circumstances where Farrow needed to give examples, needed to follow up. So I'm not the best person to ask about this, because once you have a source inside of NBC or the Peacock or whatever it is, Dan, do you just trust that source? Do you have to get second and third after that? Because he goes out of his way to point out, Matt Lauer does, that all Farrow had to do was ask specific people, bosses at NBC, to back up what it is he was getting from his sources, and that Farrow failed to do that. So,
Explain something to me, Stugatz, please. Can you just explain something to me? Can you explain to me how your mind works that for some reason there, you went NBC, the Peacock, called?
If you read the article, okay, there's a big difference between, I don't know if you read it, I did. There's a big difference between NBC News, the Today Show, and the company called the Peacock. And so, and Matt went out of his way to point that out, that he was called executive.
Yeah, but you went out of your way. You went out of your way to call it NBC, the Peacock, or whatever. Like, you sort of.
Well, I mean, whatever, it was just maybe like a third example of, like, you know, another entity. I don't know.
Surprised he didn't go 30 Rock or something like that.
30 Rock. I mean, but listen, give me credit for knowing the Peacock was in there.
I can't believe you read anything, honestly. It's the first thing that you have read during the pandemic. And we are here woefully ill-equipped, given our present structure, to have a female voice say anything to you on this subject. So this feels like a whole lot of mansplaining on an issue, and you know that you get these situations where men defend men. The part that I find interesting, I'm not sitting here saying that anyone here is defending Matt Lauer. The part that I find interesting is the way that he must be ticking on the details, Stugatz, because there's nothing he can write or do. There's nothing. It's done. It's over. There is nothing he can write in any publication that's going to sway anybody, and yet he's still out here fighting wherever it is that he can find the holes, because he's still trying to sway people. And how morning show difficult must that be for a guy who at least in part had that job because he was likable? Everybody just sort of liked Matt Lauer. And then you go to the other extreme now, where Matt Lauer has to find some place that will publish his work, where he's arguing about the minutiae, the granular crumbs in this versus the large, the macro, which is he's finished. Like, he is done on this front. He will not make a recovery from this. He will not get to be even Brian Williams in terms of recovery. And the thing that he's complaining about specifically is the way that the social justice movement sweeps people away. He does not seem like an innocent here, Stugatz, but he's complaining about the idea that he had no chance, even if he had been an innocent, that there was no chance once this thing started gathering momentum.
Matt Lauer did plenty wrong wrong, I'm sure. But what he is pointing out, and again, the details mean more to Lauer than to anyone else, but he is pointing out Farrow, whose career was made off of these stories. Matt Lauer's was ended by this story, and he is just trying to point out, hey, there are certain details in here that are important to me and certain details that he left out in an effort to make a lot of money promoting and selling a book. That is what Matt, whether you agree with him or not, that's what Matt is trying to say. But I think people can relate, Dan, to this. Of course, you're going to care about your own details more than anyone else. So that's what Lauer's trying to say. I cared enough that I actually went out and did the research on myself.
There are not a whole lot of places where you are going to get criticism of Ronan Farrow's work. Again, it was Pulitzer Prize winning, and this opening was developed by the New York Times questioning some of the reporting. And Stugatz, I have yet to see the art that gets made, whether it's The Last Dance or anything else, that doesn't at some point have people who have questions about the thoroughness or the greatness of anyone doing Pulitzer Prize winning reporting or creating anything that's big and universally applauded. It's the first time I've seen anywhere the work of Ronan Farrow questioned by anyone, because this is the guy who brought down Weinstein. This is the guy who basically got behind the Me Too movement to help it have some legs when he was fighting corporations, Stugatz, where he was fighting the ability to get these things published. And it is an interesting career that he's already had. At like 32 years old, we update the polls next.
Though we're apart these days, we're sharing more. So at Geico, we'd like to say thanks. Thanks for sharing your savage dance moves. Thanks for sharing your DIY haircut fails. Thanks for sharing your inner lip sync star. Now it's our turn to share with the Geico Give Back, a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers. Because we're committed for the long haul, the 15% credit lasts your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback for more info and eligibility.
Navy Federal Credit Union has a mission to put members first by making their financial goals the priority. Learn more at NavyFederal.org and join today.
At Lebatard Show is where you go. If you want to vote on the polls, feel free to do so. At Lebatard Show, we will update the polls here in a second. Yes, Stugatz.
Dan, before we get to the polls, just going back to Lauer for a second, I think the audience would like to know, I'd like to know, just from a purely from a journalistic standpoint, was he making good points about the journalism that Ronan Farrow did, about the lack of journalism perhaps that he did? Was he making good points?
Well, there is no disputing that with accusations of that kind, you would want whatever maximum thorough looks like. And usually people can be more thorough. And also you could make the argument, as the media has sort of fallen apart here over the last decade, you can make the argument when you look at all of the things happening here that these kinds of crimes, Stugatz, are really hard to publish.
Right.
Never mind prove, to publish. And so they get vetted really strongly by lawyers just to avoid legal ramifications that I don't believe Matt Lauer has brought against anybody. So while he can object to activism journalism, where he can object certainly to the way that the mob can gather and facts and details can get obscured by the mob, I understand that from his perspective, but obviously he makes for a poor martyr here, and I'm telling you, those things are so hard to publish because of the legal ramifications, and it's not like Matt Lauer is having any victories other than shouting in these articles that he's wanted to publish for a long time that are difficult to even get published. His version is hard to get published. Look at where he had to go. Like, it's right. it's not like a whole lot of other places are publishing that. Anyway, at Lebatard Show, we bored you with journalism enough. At Lebatard Show on Twitter is where the nonsense happens with the polls. What do we have today?
Did you know that Sergeant Slaughter didn't serve in the military? This rocked my world. And really did. We started the show with it. I haven't been the same since. 54% of the audience said no. They had no idea. Do you know who Sergeant Slaughter is?
Well, it's a fair question for young people, is it not? It's a good question, I think.
It is. Yeah. I'm not certain how this is going to make you feel. I felt pretty good. 73% of the audience said yes, they know who it is.
Good enough.
That's good enough. Do you know what the plural of nemesis is? What'd you say it was, Dan? Nemesis?
I think it's nemesis. No?
Nemesis.
70% of the audience said no, they don't know. We should have given them an option. No? I mean, feels weird question. Are you tipping bigger? Yeah. Are you tipping bigger? I am, because I don't want change. 71% of the audience said yes, they are tipping bigger.
And restaurant managers are flooding our mailbox saying that everyone is lying. All 71% of those people are lying. Like, there are so many waiters and everyone else saying, no, they're not. No, whoever said, no, they're not.
Are you saying thank you for your service to food delivery people? Chris thinks they're on the front lines. 70% of the audience said no, they are not thanking them for their service. Just say thank you. Who would make a better tight end, Shaq or LeBron? Big one here. 82% of the audience said LeBron. Can't believe you guys thought Shaq.
Wait a minute. That's a whole lot of people are ignoring the athletic Shaq years. Like, what are you guys doing with him with the Celtics? Him with the Cavs? Like, are you forgetting what Shaq? Shaq was not as obviously gifted, but bigger in every way than LeBron James.
I mean, some of them are forgetting. Some of them, frankly, didn't know that Shaq. And another are just looking at LeBron James. He's kind of like a freak in his own right, too.
Yes. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. It has nothing to do with Shaq. It has everything to do with LeBron James, who looks like he'd be the greatest tight end of all time. I mean, I don't know what to tell you, man. Are you bummed that Fuddruckers is an endangered species? I am. 55% of the audience said yes. They are bummed by that. Finney is very upset about Fuddruckers. Did we do the same thing with the Last Dance reunion with Stephen A. Smith that Netflix did with a Tiger King reunion? 86% of the audience said yes. Those are the polls there.
Can we talk about that Tiger King eighth episode? Can we talk about Tiger King? Many of you know this as a landmark in entertainment during the pandemic. It feels to all of us like it was a really long time ago, that it wasn't a couple of months ago, that it was many, many years ago. And they come back with a rushed eighth episode. Who's the McHale guy? Is it Joel McHale? Joel McHale comes back with a rushed episode with like the fringe players from Tiger King joining from quarantine on Zoom at sort of the beginning of Zoom, and it was an abomination. I was gone in 3 minutes. I was mortified by how overt a cash grab all of that was. Not saying that ESPN did that last night with the Stephen A. Smith show, just asking.
Well, once you've had the good stuff, man, it's hard to go to that.
I did not see it, okay, for the record. I did not see what it is that we did on ABC last night, so I do not. I will not accept anyone making that a condemnation. I'm just wondering if the idea was the same as Tiger King, where the people got it together in a meeting and like, well, we got to keep this going, right? We can't just stop on a winning note.
Yeah, but they bought fringe characters. We bought the best that we had, and that's Stephen A. Smith. That was
yes.
Much better.
Yes. And Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah.
Wait. Wait, what? What?
That was that one time that you coached the Knicks, I guess.